During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, it is Sheila in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, calling in with part three and the final part to what started it all for me in the paranormal. So we moved out of that house a few months after everything came to a big head. So we lived with a friend for a while and it was actually really quiet. So it was nice to have a little bit of normalcy. After a few weeks of being there, we were able to get our own place. So we did move into our own apartment. And it was a two-story house, but the way that they had it split up was that the stairs going up was one apartment, and then everything from the bottom of the stairs down was the other person's apartment, and it was separated by a door. So, you know, we're just normal kids. We got to know our neighbors. And we did have bunk beds. And that's kind of when things started picking up again, was when we got the bunk beds. So we move in. Everything's good for a while, for maybe a couple of weeks. Well, go to school, come home, and we're just hanging out. And we go to bed a little while later. And my mom had to work late. She was a bartender. So we went to bed. I had the bottom bunk. My sister had the top. And that night I had a very, very vivid dream and it scared the crap out of me. In this dream, I was in a hospital bed and there was a shadow person in the corner. And the only thing you could see at the current point were two red eyes. So as the shadow starts to move towards my bed, as I'm laying in the hospital bed, it looked like a cloaked figure. The only thing you could see was like a black cloak, like almost like a like Grim Reaper style. So it gets closer and closer to the bed, and I can just see these two red eyes just burning a hole straight through into my soul. Meanwhile, my mom is off talking to probably, I think it was a doctor, who knows. But just as the figure got closer to me in the bed, I woke up. And so I said, oh, okay, it's just a dream, no big deal. It did scare me. And so I should mention as well, in that dream, I was very, very sick and the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. So a few days later, I go to school, come home, wasn't feeling all that well, so I went to bed. And after a couple of weeks of living there, my sister stopped sleeping on the top bunk for some reason. She started sleeping with my mom or in the living room, and she wouldn't tell anyone why. She just said that she wasn't comfortable and she was scared. We had no idea why she was scared because she didn't say anything. So anyway, I go to bed one night, and that night I go to bed, wasn't feeling so well, and wake up and I had a fever, wasn't feeling so great. Mom took me to the ER because my breathing was real bad. So we go to the ER and I had pleurisy, which is basically a nasty cold on the outside of your lungs. So the reason I was having the painful coughing was from basically this cold squeezing my lungs. So they gave me antibiotics and they said you should be okay in, you know, in a few days. So a few days go by, I'm not really getting any better. Mom takes me to the pediatrician. At that point, I had a sinus infection and an inner and outer ear infection in both ears. So on top of the pleurisy, I had those other illnesses going on. So they gave me more antibiotics and a nasal spray and some other things to help me breathe. So I go home. After that, my mom gets my medications for me. Now at this point, I'm on countless medications and just wasn't really doing so good. I wasn't going to school because it was, you know, a little asinine for me to do that being super sick. So didn't go to school. And then I remember I'm laying in bed and I wasn't feeling good. I drifted off. I was home alone and I had another vivid dream. And it was like the dream picked up where it left off. So I'm back into this hospital bed. Doctor can't figure out what's wrong with me. But this cloaked, hooded figure with the red eyes are staring at me still. It reaches out its hand and it's like the hand is gross and disfigured, almost like you could, like wrinkly skin, almost super dry and leathery, like you could see through it almost. And these big, huge claws. I started screaming because this thing started reaching its hand closer and closer to me. And as it gets closer, all of a sudden, it just bears a hand into my chest and I wake up screaming. And my mom comes running in and asks me what the hell happened. And I told her about my dream. And she said, you know, maybe whatever it was that attached itself to you is back and it's attacking you at your lowest point because you're ill. And I said, okay. And so mom blessed my room and my bed and me. And I just went on being sick. Well, after a few more days go by, I woke up one morning not feeling good. I was nauseated and vomiting. So my mom took me to the hospital. I ended up being hospitalized for a week with strep throat, a sinus infection, double ear infection, pneumonia, and now scarlet fever. So I'm in there taking all these medications on an IV drip. And I saw the doctor come over and he said, Sheila, honey, how are you feeling? And when he looked at me, it was the cloaked head with the red eyes staring at me. I started screaming bloody murder. And my mom came running in and asked what was going on. And the doctor said, I think she's delirious from the fever. So he gave me something to make me sleep. So I went to sleep. So after I got discharged from the hospital, my mom, a few weeks go by, she meets someone and we move in with this person. Now, bunk beds go with us. So we move in, we get everything set up. My sister still refuses to sleep on the top bunk. I asked her why. She told me that she doesn't sleep up there because every night a cloaked figure with red eyes stares at her all night, while I'm on the bottom bunk asleep and talking in my sleep, but she can't understand what I'm saying. So something's going on, obviously. I'm having the vivid dreams with this thing in there, and I'm sick. And then my sister won't sleep in there because this thing is staring at her all night. So it's like, what the hell's going on? So I had a sleepover one night. A friend slept over. She slept on the top bunk. She ended up going home at about 1 o'clock in the morning because a cloaked figure with red eyes was staring at her and it scared her. So she went home. My mom called her friend. Friend came over and she didn't even get in the house. She just said, whatever is attached to that bunk bed is trying to claim its next victim. She said that the bunk bed, somebody died in it at one point in time. And she didn't know who it was, but knew that it was a demon of sorts or some kind of a dark entity that basically took this person's life, is what she said. And that we had to get rid of the bunk beds or it was going to claim its next victim, which was me. So mom kind of laughed it off and said, okay, whatever. Mom comes in, blesses everything again. Things just don't get better. I'm apparently speaking a different language in my sleep at that point. So my mom a few weeks later brings in someone else, and it was a guy that, she had known that, was really good with blessings and exercising the home and things like that. So he came in to exercise the home. He came in, took one look at the bunk bed and said, they have to go. If they don't, one of your children will die, and it will most likely be your oldest because it's already attached to her. So they took the bunk beds out into the middle of the yard, and we lived on a farm. So they took it out into the middle of the yard and start chopping it up. And he sets it on fire and starts chanting and some kind of a ritual blessing, getting rid of whatever it is. And after that, things got better. Whatever it was left me alone. But here I am, 31 years old. It didn't kill me, but it tried. And that's where my experiences started. I do have a lot more experiences, not all bad. I have some really, really good happy ones. And so I'll call those in at another time. But this dark entity also did push me off my bike, and I broke my wrist in consequence. So there was that piece of it too. But that is the last part of the evil story, the story that plagued my childhood. But thanks for being awesome and thanks for listening. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.